It's a special edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the Rock Castle Shooting Center, the 2013 Pro-Am. I've got Major Ed Pulido, and I've got Tom Fuller here with me. Tom from Bushnell, Major Ed from the Folds of Honor Foundation. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks. Welcome to you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks very much.
Freedom's not free.
Well, this is a unique opportunity for me, Major Ed, to have you involved in the podcast because you're a wealth of knowledge. There are so many things that I want to talk about with you. But first of all, it's the foundation, the Folds of Honor Foundation, entering into the shooting sports with Patriot Range Days.
I got to tell you, started by Major Dan Rooney, the F-16 fighter pilot, PGA golf professional, a true hero, three Iraqi tours of duty, and an inspiration to so many to make sure that we leave no family behind on the field of battle. At the Folds of Honor, we provide the spouses and children of the fallen wounded educational scholarships. To date, we've awarded over 5,500. We're on pace to raise $40 million. And with the range community, with the arms community, with just people that love patriotism and understand that the red, white, and blue shines bright all over this country, guys like us, and women. I mean, I love the fact that there's women firing weapons today and learning about the dynamics of that and competing. And people don't understand in this country how great it is. But then we connect the charitable side of it and how great it is that that's what's America. That's what was built upon. And that's what our founding fathers said within the Constitution. And to me, I just look at Bushnell and I look at the NRA and I look at folks like you providing the media coverage behind it. We've got to educate, we've got to train, and we've got to let the nation know that this is our right to bear arms.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, the NRA takes a big interest here, but I think in this case, Patriot Range Days has the potential to really broaden the scope of the positive side of the shooting sports. And I think Bushnell is one of the first mega companies in the shooting industry to really recognize the benefit, Tom.
You're right. And, you know, a lot of companies like Bushnell or Great American Company, you know, been an American company in the shooting sports for many, many years. And, you know, it's just an honor for us to be able to align ourselves with an organization like the Folds of Honor. And me personally, as a veteran and as a retired, you know, Army Sergeant Major, it gives me the feeling through Bushnell that I'm still serving the guys that I love, the guys that are out there on the battlefield every day still doing it. And as if Bushnell can serve as kind of the foothold to get the Folds of Honor into the shooting community, that's just a badge of honor for us to be able to do that because, you know, the shooting community and the industry, the shooting industry as a whole, such a patriotic community. We love this country. We love our freedoms. And to be able to give back in some way and to an organization like the Folds of Honors, which really has just nailed it in how they do it, what they're doing, and we're just so proud and honored to be a part of it. And if some way we can help expand that into the shooting community, we're proud to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Major Ed, you touched on it. The Folds of Honor has awarded over 5,500 scholarships to families of fallen service members. That funding has come from primarily the PGA, and that's through Dan Rooney's involvement. Is that correct?
That's correct. To do Patriot Golf Day, and that's actually what I do for a living every day. Mm-hmm. I live and breathe it. But I also live and breathe this community. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that I can carry and bear arms and understand that my freedom and our founding fathers stated some things that were so powerful. And that's what I love about the corporate side of this, is that they live the red, white, and blue. They understand those concepts of what started our country, God, country, family, and all of those that serve in the armed forces of the United States of America. And to me, that's my messaging. I have some great sponsors, you know, that provide that support. Major Dan Rooney, you know, he awarded my two little girls, Caitlin and Kinsley, the second and third scholarships at the foundation. And, you know, my friends at Bushnell, you know, I'm over here at the airport the other day and I see someone wearing a freaking flag, man, on their lapel. And I'm thinking, you know, when I see the flag, I always look. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's one of our friends from Bushnell wearing this gear. And I'm just thinking it's viral. It's important. But what is so unique about this opportunity is that Patriot Range Day is unique because, you know what? It's red, white, and blue. From Budweiser to all of these other sponsors in the golf community, now we're extending it to the community that really bleeds the red, white, and blue. I call it the NASCAR community, too, because you know what? All of those people, you know what? They work hard. They pay their taxes. And certainly every day they get up every morning and say, you know what? I love my freedom. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Bushnell understands from mm-hmm. the folds. Mm-hmm. But from the folds, we want to educate. We want to honor that sacrifice, educate that legacy, and we don't want to leave anyone behind on the field of battle. And for me, it's a personal deal mm-hmm. because we'll get into it. But losing my left leg is not what I say. What I did was I sacrificed it for my country and for everyone in this nation to be free.
That's strong. I mean, that takes the words out of my mouth. That's a strong, strong statement, but I think it's followed up by a very strong foundation, and the foundation that's having a great deal of success going forward, and that success can only grow.
You know, John, I want to interject here. You know, when it comes to, you know, things like charities, you know, there's a million charities out there that companies, corporations, individuals can give to. And I've worked with many of them since I retired. I've worked with several, you know, military type charities. The thing, a few months ago, I had opportunity to go to Tulsa and meet with the Folds of Honor, the folks that run the place, Major Dan, that started the charity. And I heard this story right from his mouth, and know that this charity was started from his heart, and it's managed extremely well. One of the things that really struck me, and it's why I'm so involved on a personal level outside of Bushnell's corporate involvement, is that in the headquarters, as I'm hearing the story of how the Folds came to be and what they are and what they do, there's pictures of recipients. Mm-hmm. And as I walked around, you know, the headquarters of the Folds of Honors, I'm looking at these pictures. I actually saw pictures of men I served with that I had no idea. And I know this guy. Oh, wait, I know this guy over here. And their children were recipients of scholarships, or they were themselves were issued scholarships, and it kind of brought it home for me, and it made it personal. And you know, I go to shooting events all over the country, as you know, and we've done things for charities, and the charity it's a name there, but here at this event at the Pro-Am, the Fold, they're here. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're here. We're looking them in the eye. They're telling us. They're telling the competitors the. You know, the participants of this event, they're looking them in the eye and saying, this is who we are and this is what we're doing, and we want your involvement. We don't just want your money. We want to partner with you. Mm-hmm. We want a relationship. We want you to understand who we are. We want you to understand the heart of this organization. And that means so much to this community to be able to look people in the eye and read it from their heart that they're sincere about really helping these folks. And that's why I'm totally 100% in for this charity, as well as why Bushnell's in on this charity. Yeah. We're extremely honored to be doing it. I'll say it again. It's it's totally different approach they're taking, and not just, you know, wanting, you know, obviously any charity needs money to be able to fund their cause, and it's a great cause, but they're personally involved with every single partner, every single person that gives money. And here tonight, we actually got to see a family come up on stage, introduced by Major Ed, and a warrior that was severely wounded, and his three children standing on the stage that were direct recipients of the money raised here today. So the people that were here today that donated money, that bought the raffle ticket, we looked up on the stage and saw the children who had trust in their name for when they're old enough to go to college, this money's going to grow and send them there. It's just a huge connection. I think everybody out there tonight realized the impact this charity is going to have on our wounded warriors and their families for years.
This is the biggest event in the shooting sports anywhere in the country, anytime during the year, in terms of numbers of people, in terms of industry support. I think the timing couldn't be better. Let's talk about what a Patriot Range Day is. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of what it is that we're going to accomplish.
Well, Patriot Range Day is any day of the year a group of people can get together, fire their weapons, enjoy their fellowship with us and the right to bear arms. And how great it is that we live in a nation where we can have our right to bear arms and be lawful, great citizens. You know, I have to bring this up. I am heartbroken. And you hear of a World War II veteran, and he gets killed by thugs. And to me, you know, combat didn't kill him, but thugs killed him. And I hate to say that, but in a way, I'm extremely positive about the fact that in America, we are lawful citizens that can carry weapons and do well and honor those that sacrifice so much for our freedom. And that, to me, is the most important thing. And I'm only bringing that up just because for us, what I see out here is a group of great citizens, great Americans that have been able to pick up their arms, have a great time, enjoy this festive environment, and truly honor the men and women in uniform through a charitable cause. And to me, that's the higher purpose. Those are the things that we should talk about as Americans and serving our country. And whatever happens in life, you know what? At the end of the day, we are Americans because we've all come together and we've sacrificed something on the battlefield. And, you know, I got to tell you, my good friend here, Tom, is, you know, Sergeant Major, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's the backbone of our military. And I hope I was able to just talk a little bit about that and just tell you from the bottom of my heart, I live in the greatest nation in the world, but certainly serving my country is something that I think every citizen should do in this nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly thank you for your sacrifice and your service, sir. And to the point of Patriot Range Day itself, it's a matter of shooting sports of every discipline at yes. every level that's this huge event, Patriot Range Day.
Well, part of my connection with Folds of Honor is trying to figure out what we're going to do with the shooting community.
Mm-hmm.
And Patriot Range Day is really we're not sure where it's going to end up, to be quite honest. But here, you know, the intent is that it gives an opportunity for ranges all over the country because we're here at Rock Castle, the premier shooting center in the United States, and we just enjoy our time here. But all over America, there are small ranges where people are coming in every single day, every single weekend. As hunting season approaches,
right,
people are coming to zero their hunting rifles.
Well, as you remember, I was in on a short bit of the initial meeting when we started the concept of Patriot yeah. Range Day, and I can see this working in any discipline at any club level. And there are a number of different ways that it can work.
Absolutely. And yeah. one of the things that we can do September this month is the Patriot Range Days month, really, for 2013. And yes. what that means is local ranges, you know, big ranges, small ranges, sporting clays ranges, you know, cowboy action shooting clubs, little three-gun local matches. At that time, in the month of September, when you come in today to shoot, and there, you know, if you want to be involved in this as a shooting club, $1, mm-hmm. $1 your range fee that day, or when you come to sign in, you're already a member, just throw $1 in the bucket. And that little range can package that up and send it to the Folds of Honor. But what we're really looking for is, like I said earlier, with relationship, is to build relationships mm-hmm. with these shooting sports. We're really – this event right here has really set the foothold for the three-gun nation series and the three-gun sports to really establish that relationship. But what we want to do is have a relationship with the Precision Rifle Series, with the Cowboy Action Shooting Sports, with the IPSC and IDPA, mm-hmm. and say, look, guys, you know, this is an organization that understands who you are as shooters and as you know, guardians of the Second Amendment and our freedoms there. And this is a way that you can give back at the grassroots level. And we intend to do some programs in the future that local ranges can take on and set up to actually work with the Folds of Honor.
Well, it's an interesting thing to me because it works in any discipline and across the board, knowing what I know by doing Shooting USA and meeting people from all disciplines of shooting. And that's everything that you've mentioned and more, NSSF shooters, everything. They're all like-minded. They're all pro-America. They're all willing to help where help is needed. And we're in a position where we can give them a way to help, and it's not very impactful. It's something they're going to be doing anyway. They're going to the range anyway. You're going to the club match anyway. An interesting thing that I want to mention is the Folds of Honor has some very big friends, some very big sponsorship in the form of the big company in the form of Bushnell, but also Budweiser. And there was a time through the month of July where there was a donation made by Budweiser, and they did a national ad campaign around it. It's fantastic stuff. leveraging those big entities and the recognition that Folds brings, I think this could potentially even grow the shooting sports and benefit the shooting sports on all levels as it benefits Folds.
Everybody wins. And when you have Budweiser, the king of beers, coming out to the plate, and they're out here putting up their tent and their trailer and taking care of the people that come off the range in this day. You know, what a great – man, that is America, red, white, and blue. God bless you. You know, I'm just thinking, you know. And then Bushnell, of course, has the great products. Mm-hmm. But then you've got these other companies, smaller companies. You know, we talked about this. All these smaller companies that are just trying to make ends meet. You know, they're trying to take care of their customer base. They're trying to take care of people. They're certainly promoting our right to bear arms in this country. And to me, if I can share this with you, you know, I hit a roadside bomb in Iraq. Mm-hmm. On the August 17th of 2004. Last week, I had my Alive Day. To me, this month is special to me. I wasn't supposed to live. I flatlined a couple of times and almost faced death. And, you know, one thing I thought about was that if I died on this day, all I would want is my country to take care of my family. And to me, that's what our folks at Bushnell are doing. That's what Budweiser's doing. That's what the corporate community, all of these companies are doing. And they're understanding that the mistakes made on our Vietnam veterans won't be made on our new veterans coming back. And so for me, it is a personal endeavor. It's not about Major Ed. It is about the families that we support and making sure that they're not left behind on the field of battle. And I'm just so honored to say that in this country, our veterans understand the opportunity to take part in this event. Did you see the double amputees? Did you see our triple amputee, mm-hmm. Mr. Anderson, mm-hmm. out here? I didn't sacrifice that. But you know what? At the end of the day, we didn't lose on the battlefield. We always are winners on the battlefield. And for us, the winning combination is for us to launch Patriot Range Day and certainly through Patriot Golf Day, working together to mobilize the country on patriotism, on the red, white, and blue.
You know, Major Ed, you know the stats better than I do, but like you said, our country taking care of your family. And when you say our country, that doesn't necessarily mean the government taking care of our family.
That's right.
Because the government has some great systems in place for the veterans. However, you know, one of the things that the Folds of Honor does is, you know the stats better than me, most corporate, severely wounded veterans are not eligible for federal assistance. And you can talk about that later. But what this is, our country is taking care of our veterans and their families through organizations like Folds of Honor. And it's not waiting on the government to give us the handout. It's we're banding together to take care of our countrymen who are protecting our freedoms. And that's what really this organization is about. I mean, you know, if you sit back and wait for another government program to kick in and take care of and fill in the blanks and that's not being met now, you know, we can do it on our own. And that's what's going on. And what you've done with the Folds of Honor and, you know, $40 million to give, to help educate the families of severely wounded veterans or KIAs and to help these veterans regain an identity in another life. Because when you're a warrior, if you're wounded and you can no longer serve, your identity is gone. Because your identity is, I am a warrior. Mm-hmm. I'm a sergeant. This is who I am. And when that's gone, you look for another identity. And through these scholarships, these guys can go out and develop their next, what they're going to do in the future and develop their identity for themselves. And that's really what it's about. It's just amazing what we can do together as a grassroots effort, which is what the Folds of Honor has really done. And, you know, the Patriot Range Day through the golfing community has done so much. But the biggest takeaway here and what the message that we really want to get out is every single range, it doesn't matter if it's an NSSF mm-hmm. event, mm-hmm. if it's a sporting clays event, if it's a collegiate clay event, it really doesn't matter. You can go to foldsofhonor.org. And you can find out information on how your range, your group can give back. And it's, every member that comes to sign in can throw a dollar, 50 cents in the hat. And that helps. And if you really want to, connect with the organization, you know, we can set up things where you can do little matches where the proceeds of those matches really go to the Folds of Honor. And that's really where we're going, to where we have these relationships with ranges all over the country. We already have some.
That's right.
That was an excellent segue into the call to action, and that's foldsofhonor.org.
That's right.
And like you said, any club-level match, any state-level match, area-level match of any description, in addition to that, we're working on developing entities that can exist within a match, like a side match benefiting Folds of Honor that may have a prize for people, that may be the enticer to bring people to the table with a little more money than a dollar here or 50 cents there. Talk about that initiative.
Well, we do kind of have a little side match initiative where if you're interested, you can contact the Folds of Honor at foldsofhonor.org. We'll reach back out to you, and we'll give you, you know, a really basic way to run a little side match at what you're already doing at your club.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to join in, there'll be a small prize to give out to the winner of the match, and the proceeds from this side match goes to the Folds of Honor, and we make it super easy. We'll give you the instructions. This is how the match is to be run. It's voluntary. Throw a couple dollars in the hat, shoot the match, win a prize, and you will. You know, the thing is, this organization, the difference in this organization is everybody that really wants to be a part of this, the Folds of Honor is going to reach out to them and mm-hmm. connect with them personally.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just sending a check to some, you know, name.
Yeah, some unknown entity.
We're coming out.
There will be a relationship.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, you guys are on the ground here. This is one of the biggest events in the country for any of the shooting sports in terms of participation, in terms of industry support. What are your impressions as you get here?
Jeremy Miller, my good friend, and, of course, our good friends at Warp Speed, who understand, you know, the NRA country, and the NRA needs to be a part of what we're doing, you know, as a global brand. But I drove up here, and I'm thinking to myself, where am I going? What am I doing? And you know what? I'm away from my family, but at the end of the day, I am here to support these military families. And to me, that is my fellow comrades who need that support. And as I drove up, I saw the banners and I saw the energy and the commitment and just the pure motivation of Americans stepping up to the plate and being together and saying, you know what? Freedom is not free. We will be together. We will fellowship. We will love each other. We will honor each other. We will honor the military. And everybody was asking me, what are you going to say tonight in your speech? You know what? The only thing that I would say is freedom is not free in this country. Someone has sacrificed something for you to have the benefit to do what you love and what you want your family to love as well. And it is about God, country, family, and all of those that serve in the armed forces of the United States of America. And I will tell you that my favorite president's Ronald Reagan. And I tell people the reason Ronald Reagan was so powerful was that he can get up in front of Americans and be a cheerleader for this country. We are the best in the world. We're not second. We are the best in the world. Let me tell you, around the world, that the Folds of Honor wants to be the best that they can be as well. With the partners that we have in this endeavor, we will make a difference. And at the end of the day, we are the shining bright star of the world, because you know what? We carry a big stick. And more importantly, we know that we had to fight for this country to make sure that everyone was free. And how great it is that we live in a nation where you are stepping up to the plate and hitting a home run for our military families. And that's what I love. And on behalf of Major Dan Rooney, God love you guys, because you know what? We're making a difference.
That's fantastic. And I think you won't find a stronger core group of like-minded people. You know, many of the people who are involved in the shooting sports have some tie to the military, either personally or within their family, as I do, obviously Tom does in his career and so on. That then puts us all as a family, which the shooting community very much so is, a family, all directed towards one common goal, and that is supporting the families of the fallen and the wounded. And I can't think of a better way to do it.
Well, you know, with that personal connection that we're sitting here talking about, if you're listening to this podcast and you're a small range, it doesn't matter where you're at, Oklahoma, Texas, yeah. Virginia, Florida.
Washington.
You know, one of the things that we're going to do, Washington, New York State. I mean, I go to Camp Perry. I used to go to Camp Perry every year, and there's so many. You know, you look at the press today in the northeastern states, man, they have a huge shooting, huge programs out there with their youth and shooting programs. But one of the things the Folds of Honor is going to allow you to do at your local club ranges, if you want to partner with the Folds of Honor and run one of these matches on behalf of the Folds of Honor, you can choose recipients in your local area. So if you're, Copper Creek Gun Club in North Dakota, and you've got your of a local family that could use the Folds of Honor support that could take some scholarships, you can contact the Folds of Honor and say, we would like to partner with you. We would like to help raise money to give a scholarship to this. And that scholarship will be given in the name of that gun club. Yes. So that scholarship will be given to that family, that local family, that money was raised locally, and that scholarship will be given through the Folds of Honor, and they'll handle all the paperwork and the legal terms to set up, even if those children are 1-year-old, 2-year-old, they will set up the funds to be able to put that money aside so when that child is in college, that money will be there for them. And that's the greatest thing, and that's really what brings it personal, to me and to any organization, any range. It doesn't matter the discipline, it doesn't matter what it is. That's what's going to make this really grow, is that local ranges and local clubs can really make this personal and help their own communities through this program. And that's one of the great things that no one is really doing outside the Folds of Honor, because it doesn't matter who's the recipient. If they're eligible and they've earned it, the Folds of Honor is just ready to help those families. And so these gun clubs, I've been all around the country. I've shot at clubs everywhere. And when you go to a local gun club, you're really getting the essence of that small town or that area, that community, whatever it is. And I will guarantee you, you can go into one of those gun clubs and say, does anybody here know someone that served? And it's going to be a brother, a sister, a cousin, a neighbor. Yeah. Somebody has served. And I guarantee you, a lot of those folks are eligible for the kind of scholarships that the Folds of Honor does. And that scholarship can be given in the name of that club, of that organization, on behalf of the Folds of Honor.
Well, Major Rooney's vision was just that, to make sure that these families from a grassroots level were taken care of. And you're right. I mean, how great it is that we were able to see a family get on stage today and see the direct impact that for them, that they don't have to worry about a lot of the other college costs. It's going to be expensive when they go to school. But you know what? If they have $20,000 per child, how great it is that, you know what?
That's
we made that
forward.
Happen.
Yeah.
And I want to point something out here. You know, a lot of times you send a check to an organization, a charity, and there's many great ones. And I don't want to downplay the fact that there's so many great organizations out doing great things for the soldiers. And I will support all of them any way I can. But, you know, with the Folds of Honor, it's a very lean organization. I mean, it's just extremely, extremely amazing how well that they are able to manage that money. And the huge majority of the funds that come into the Folds of Honor go right to the families. And the Folds of Honor are asking people, don't just send us a check. Tell us. Tell us someone you know that needs our help, and we are ready to support them right now.
That's unique. So, that's an aspect of it that I didn't have an understanding of, and I'm glad you brought that into the conversation.
Well,
it's fantastic.
It really is. I sent a few emails a week ago to a lot of friends of mine in the Kentucky area because we are here in Kentucky right now at Rockcastle Shooting Center raising money for Folds of Honor.
Isn't that
so
great?
So I sent emails to, guys I used to serve with that I know are at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, in the 5th Special Forces Group in the 101st, saying, hey, do you guys have some buddies that have maybe, are wounded or that maybe were KIA and they have families that could use the Folds of Honor help? Because we're here in Kentucky raising money, and we would like this money to go to this area. And so even if you – if you're listening to this podcast and you don't have a gun club, maybe you're not a member of a gun club, but you are a Second Amendment fan, and that's why you're listening to John's podcast here tonight, and you know somebody that may be a recipient, contact the Folds of Honor and say, look, I know somebody that may. Because one of the things that I think we find is the kind of mentality these guys are, they're warriors. They're not going to come back and ask for help.
Right.
You know, so if you know somebody can use your help, we don't want anything from you. Just say, we know somebody that may need your help. And we will reach out, we will close that loop, and we will help them.
And that's foldsofhonor.org. That's the point of contact. That's the call to action. If you're a club, if you're a listener, if you're a shooter, if you love America, if you love our military, if you have any connection, foldsofhonor.org.
Hey, I have to say one thing, though. Mm-hmm. You all, when we met in Tulsa, you said you were going to do this, and you were all in. That's what our military is all about. We would lose our life, we would lose our limbs to fight for freedom for this great nation. And I just think that both of you, I want to commend you on behalf of Major Rooney to say, you know what, you did exactly what was entrusted on you to say, I'm going to be the person that takes the baton or shoots the round downrange. And you shot it downrange and said, I'm going to make it happen. And to me, that's so incredibly humbling to know that there's Americans like you that are going to step up to the plate to do that. Because there's a lot of people in this country, and God love us, but we need to educate everyone to say, hey, freedom is not free. Your patriotism is important. You need to know and understand the military, and you need to understand who fights for you. And these families are the ones that sometimes get left behind. And how great it is that we live in a nation where we're actually talking about it on a podcast in a great freaking show setting and saying, you know what, as strategic partners, we've come together, and this is our mission. Right. This is our call to duty.
I'm just the messenger, Ed. All I can do is tell my audience about it in every way that I have the capacity to, and I thank you very much. But honestly, this is absolutely the least I can do, and I hope that there is so much more going forward, and I have vision in terms of bringing this in front of my audience and continuing to push for Folds of Honor and participation from the shooting community. And I know Tom feels as strongly as I do.
Yeah, well, and as Warp Speed always says to us, and Jamie's here, how great it is, and Lou, who run Warp Speed, I stand with the Folds of Honor.
You bet.
And we should stand with our military families, and we should support them and give them everything that they need, because at the end of the day, they are the ones that sacrifice so much for our freedom.
Well, it's a fantastic thing. And honestly, I can only see this thing growing. I mean, we know we've had a huge amount of success surrounding the PGA, and I know initially there was a starting process and so on, but I think in this case, we're already off and running. And what a better venue than the biggest multi-gun match in the country and of the year. And
I got to tell you, one of my favorite movies, Apocalypse Now.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, when he's out there on the freaking deal and he says, you know what, I love the smell of...
Napalm in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Smells like victory.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what, I smelled victory out here today. I told Jeremy, I was like, man... Goosebumps. I mean, right, T?
You got it. I mean, it's just the greatest thing ever. I mean, you know, I am an Army veteran, and I love my country. And, you know, the reason I'm here is because I'm connected with like-minded people that love this country. And, it doesn't matter if I'm here on behalf of Bushnell or if I'm here on behalf of myself personally, to be around these kind of people, it recharges my batteries. And to see the Folds of Honor here and doing a great thing. I mean, here's a great event that's going to be going on no matter what. And when the Folds of Honor show up and say, look, you participants here can do something great.
Yeah.
And the word, you know, it's kind of an old word, John, the countryman. Mm-hmm. You don't hear that much. But, you know, we've been at war for over 12 years now.
That's true.
And, it's over 13 years.
All of my children have lived throughout a time of war. None of my four children have lived in a time when our country has not been at war. And that's an impactful statement.
Well, the truth of the matter is, though, today, right now, as we're sitting here on this podcast, there's a casket in the bottom of a plane somewhere coming back to the United States of our countrymen. And the sad thing is, I'm a news junkie. I watch the news every day. I have all the apps for all the major news networks, and I check it. You don't hear about it anymore. It's just old news. But right now, there are families that are grieving their loss of their dads, that are grieving the loss of their moms, that are grieving the loss of their brothers, sisters, sons, daughters in our country today. Mm-hmm. We don't hear about it anymore. And the Folds of Honor is an organization that stands in the gap and say, we're not forgetting that.
Yep.
We know there's needs. And it's a, you know, and again, it's a way for us to take care of our own. We're not waiting on a program. We're not waiting on another entitlement program that's going to take our tax dollars. We're going to do it ourselves. And as a shooting community, and we're here at a three-gun match, multi-gun match, and it's a popular sport. But the cowboy action shooting sports, right. the clays, all those, you know, there's so many ways that, you know, that we can band together as a shooting community and really, really make a huge difference.
Yep.
And instead of having families going, here we are and we need help, we can help them.
Yep.
We can help them without waiting on the government to try to do it for us. And it's just a breath of fresh air to see the people, the genuineness. And I could never, ever, and I wouldn't even try to give Major Dan Rooney, who started this organization, yeah. I could not even try to tell his story. I could not do it justice. But if you go to foldsofhonor.org, mm-hmm. and you kind of look at that and kind of understand the story and where this began, I think you'll see that it really does. It came from the heart of a man
yep.
that cared right. so much to do something and changed his whole life, and he's done something, and the least we can do is help.
Well, I urge you to do that. You know, that's the call to action here. Go to foldsofhonor.org. If you have any question about where the backbone of this foundation lies, read Major Dan Rooney's story.
That's right.
was so touching and moving to me when I read that. I can't stress it enough. Take 10 minutes and read it. It's really, really worth your time. And I think to your point about the fact that, yeah, this is the biggest multi-gun match in the nation, but if you look at the shooting community as a whole, take a look at the ATA trap. And we brought this up when we met yeah. in Tulsa. The ATA trap, you know, this is 550 shooters plus everybody else, maybe 1,000 people here, and it's big. This is big. But if you look at ATA, it's 10 times this over the wow. course of a month. Or if you look at the events at Camp Perry, the numbers that come there. And all of these facets, all of these fingers of our shooting family, the shooting community family, can all join together and can all get behind this because they're like-minded. And I think it's going to work. I think it's going to be big, just as big as the golf, easily.
Let's make it happen. And I'll tell you what, we're going to wave the red, white, and blue. And as Major Rooney always says, you know, honoring that sacrifice, educating that legacy, and making sure that at the end of the day that no one's left behind. And, man, how great it is that we live in a nation where, you know what, we can bleed that red, white, and blue, and we understand it and we love it. And in this community, that's what it's all about.
It's fantastic.
You know, and I'll say something. I'm going to write a check here on behalf of Folds of Honor that I probably aren't allowed to do, but we will be at Camp Perry next year. I think it's the perfect segue to just grow this. I definitely believe we will be at
– I'm coming back. I want an AR-15. I'm ready.
We're going to be at Camp Perry next year, and I think the relationship that the Folds yeah. of Honor and NRA has already built has opened the door for us at Camp Perry.
Certainly.
And, you know, I've had a long-standing relationship personally with the CMP.
Certainly.
And we are going to talk with the CMP, and we're going to share the Folds of Honor story. And I think that that Camp Perry and the large number of people in a totally different shooting discipline.
Exactly right.
Yeah, but you know here's the thing, John. You know, we're here at Rock Castle, mm-hmm. and we're shooting multi-gun.
Mm-hmm.
But the cowboy action shooting is huge in the nation. It's growing.
Mm-hmm.
And the ATA we just talked about, and you know, and the things that go on at Camp Perry, and the mm-hmm. service rifle, and you've got the Appleseed, you know, mm-hmm. Project going on right now. All these things, but you know, and it's a different sport. And there's different rules and there's different guns.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is the people are the same.
Exactly right.
And that's what's going to make this initiative to take Folds of Honor and the shooting community and develop a partnership, not just with a match, mm-hmm. but with the community as a whole. That's really what's going to make it successful. And I will say we will be at Camp Perry next year. And the reason I'm so confident in saying that is I will personally be there on behalf of the Folds of Honor if I have to drive up there myself. And I will be up there and we'll do it, you know, and because I understand the impact that it will have to be there and to introduce this organization to those folks at Camp Perry. I've been there many years, and I know the hearts of those people. They're just like the people we're here with today. They bleed red, white, and blue. They love our country. And when they understand, as this podcast is helping to make them understand, this impact that this organization, Folds of Honor, is having.
Wow.
They're going yep. to be behind it.
It's strong.
and we're going to be there, and we're going to introduce it to them, and it's just not going to stop.
Right.
And, you know, one thing I want to say is I want to be able to say right now, X-Rail, Mark Roth, owner of X-Rail,
yeah,
they've come up big, DPMS, mm-hmm. Para-Ordnance, and others have just immediately, not only is it the individuals in this unit community, it's the industry themselves that see the benefit of this and see the impact this has.
And I think you and I knew it was going to work as soon as we saw that, number one, Bushnell was going to jump on it like they have. And, you know, to their credit and to be transparent, Bushnell is involved on the golf side.
That's
through
right.
Through their, you know, their niche of the very large Bushnell company, they have a niche of golf products.
And it's selling, too.
But if you look at Bushnell across the board, the shooting products is a much greater cross-section of that company, right? So they've already got a relationship with Folds through the golf side. Now Folds is going to work their way into the shooting community, and one of the giants, Bushnell, immediately embraces it. And I think that's what you and I recognized as really the leader pushing this thing into the community. And like you said, Mark at X-Rail and the guys at Para and all the others are immediately going to follow suit, and I think it can only grow from there.
Yeah, and people can go to foldsofhonor.org and contribute after they hear this, mm-hmm. but also the fact that they can follow us on Facebook and mm-hmm. like our page and then on Twitter. And certainly what we want to do, and on a social media side of it, we just want to honor the recipients. We want to honor and talk about the things that we're doing. I posted my picture today with you guys. And, I tell you, you guys are men that you guys take care of business. And God bless you guys and your service. And as I always tell, the enlisted and the non-commissioned officer are the backbone of our military. They made me the officer that I was. And I have this deep voice of, like, command presence. But, you know, I've worked for some great people, and I've interacted with, like, General Franks. And certainly General Petraeus was the commander on the ground that I did some work with. And certainly, at the end of the day, you know what? They would always tell you that the non-commissioned officer and the enlisted soldier and enlisted service member are the ones that really do the business. And they make you or break you. And how great it is that we're talking about taking care of their families.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about. And I told Major Dan on numerous occasions, we can never take our eye off the ball, and that is our military families.
Yep. Well,
I agree with you. You know, this is a personal business right here, what we're talking about. And it's personal. We are talking about the lives of children, the lives mm-hmm. of our veterans, and we're making a difference. And I'm not going to sit here and say you've got to support Folds of Honor. But here's what I'm going to say: as an American, and if it's not Folds of Honor, then what are you going to do to help? If you care,
yeah.
It's one thing to listen to this podcast and you know, see the American flag flying as you drive down the road at your car dealership or whatever and get goosebumps when you see it. I do. If it doesn't have to be Folds of Honor, but it's got to be something. Do something, because we have to support this. I mean, we cannot rely on they to take care of these kind of things. And we're a strong country because of the people. And the people listening to this podcast are the kind of people that can make a difference.
Well, support the Temple family,
right? And that was the family that we honored here today with three young children. And they got a scholarship on behalf. And these kids are toddlers, mm-hmm. and their father was severely wounded. But when these kids are college age, they're going to have a trust fund in a college scholarship set up by the Folds of Honor. And they're going to handle it.
And think about this. He lives with a traumatic brain injury for the rest of his life. His life has changed forever, and how great it is that we have stepped up to the plate to take care of his family. And I know what a traumatic brain injury is all about. And this young man that I met today, he's like, all I worry about is taking care of my family.
There it is.
You know, you said something earlier, Major Ed. It was like, you know, all I thought about was I hope my family's taken care of. And fortunately for me, and, you know, I haven't had to sacrifice like you have. However, one of the biggest things that worried me in my life was if on the next mission that I'm, you know, something happens to me, what's going to happen to my children? But you know what? No matter what happens, maybe their father has given his life for our country, and these children one day will go to college, and maybe it's 15 years later, yeah. and these young children haven't even really known their fathers. And frankly, that happens. But one day they're going to go to college and they're going to realize you're going to college because we, as Americans,
Thank you.
Are sending you to college yeah. on behalf mm-hmm. because your father or your mother, we honor their service. Mm-hmm. And because they were great Americans and sacrificed for their country, you now have a college scholarship.
I think there's an additional.
Isn't that the thank you?
There's yeah. an additional benefit, I think, Major. You touched on it just ever so slightly, that there's a great deal of relief for the surviving parent, or in the case of the family that benefited yeah. here, both parents, because there's a level of relief in terms of the stress. There are so many stresses now for that family on an everyday basis, from rehab and dealing with whatever needs to be dealt with on a daily basis just to heal, to at least take off the stress of looking forward 10 or 12 years and thinking, how are we going to help provide for these children and their continuing education? At least that little bit of stress can be taken away, and just that little bit of extra comfort is something that I think carries a great deal of weight.
Well, the motivation, and Jeremy Miller's here with me, the motivation was, sadly, was to see the mom this evening shed some tears. And
well, they're tears of joy. They have to.
They were, yeah. and they were tears of joy. And what she told me, she's like, I can never repay what you all are doing. And I said, on behalf of a grateful nation, it's our thank you on behalf of our donors and all the great Americans to just say thanks. And I talked about the Vietnam veterans, and they were not taken care of. And that was a travesty.
Mm-hmm.
And how great it is that we can make up from that pain to take care of our fellow warriors. And that's what I've learned from them. And so to every Vietnam veteran listening this evening and to hear us talk, God bless you and welcome home.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's right.
Strong stuff. Again, foldsofhonor.org. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I think this is a very powerful podcast. The call to action is go to foldsofhonor.com or .org and take 10 minutes and just read Major Dan's story.
That's right.
And learn about what the foundation stands for. We've tried to tell you as best we could. It's, you know, now it's time to take another step and take 10 minutes and learn for yourself. I guarantee you it will change everything that you think.
Act, motivate, inspire, and honor and educate the legacy. Because that's what it's all about.
Outstanding. Thanks, guys.